Okay, so we're talking about how long you think your kids could go without social media. Maybe you should think about how long you could go without social media. Could you do a week? Seven teenagers from Bristol who volunteered to stop looking at social media for a week say that the experiment left them feeling bored and fearing potential government restrictions in the future. So the 14 and 15-year-olds from King's Oak Academy in Kingswood, who usually spend as much time as 7 hours a day scrolling on apps like TikTok, Instagram, and Snapchat, have been sharing their experiences with our reporter, Andy Howard.
The class of 2026. Liv, Elizabeth, Jai, Joel, Ella, Izzy, and Joshua, all in year 10 at the King's Oak Academy in Kingswood. They are seven teenagers who usually scroll through social media for up to 7 hours every day. Their challenge was to stop looking at it completely for a whole week. Now, there were a few slip-ups, mostly out of habit, but they have got to the end and would mostly describe the experience as...
quite boring.
Pretty boring.
Yeah, it was pretty boring.
But they have managed to do other things instead.
I spend more time with my little brother and I read more.
Speaking to my mum more.
I'll just get downstairs, watch TV. Or like, I'll go out and like, I'll just walk.
I just like speak more to my family, I guess, because like I'm usually always in my room.
I've like been watching movies instead and like going on walks.
And some are already seeing the benefits, like better sleep.
I usually like fall asleep with my phone on, and I don't know, it always like plays in the background when I sleep, and then it wakes me up in the middle of the night, and then I have to turn it off and then go back to sleep. And now I haven't had that.
Where others have struggled to fill the time.
I just don't find anything as interesting, because obviously when you go on your phone it only shows you stuff that you think you would like.
It's just not really been much for me to do, so I've been like staying out late with my friends.
In Australia, social media has been banned altogether for under 16s, and the UK government is thinking of doing the same. And it's running a much larger but similar trial to this one at King's Oak Academy to see the effects of limiting access to social media sites or just banning them. An idea that wouldn't get many likes here.
I'd riot. I'm not doing that.
You'd riot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not having that.
You feel that strongly about it?
Yeah, like, especially because they're doing votes for 16 soon. Like, how do we get all the information ourselves? People don't want teenagers outside all the time. That's just what they're going to do if they take away social media.
It brings people like closer together in like communities, and like people can bond over stuff. But I think like in moderation, social media can be like a really good thing.
It's one of the most unavoidable trending topics at the moment. The future of social media itself.
That is our reporter, Andy Howard. They're doing brilliant stuff in the newsroom, speaking to 14 and 15-year-olds from King's Oak Academy in Kingswood about their long stint, their week-long stint without social media. Well, the head teacher at King's Oak Academy is Catherine Ogden, who joins us now. Hey, Catherine.
Good morning.
So, how did this idea come about?
I think there was a conversation with some of our staff and children about how often do we use social media, and how reliant are we on using apps like TikTok, Snapchat, and what would life be like if actually we spent some time away from our phones and away from some of these apps? Is it even possible for our children these days to manage that? And after a little bit of nudging and cajoling of some of our year 10 children, this group agreed to engage in a project with us to see what would they do, how could they manage without using their social media apps for a week. And as you heard from our children talking about it, the project itself was absolutely fascinating to listen to their experiences of it.
Well, did you notice anything different about their behaviour for a week in school? Were they more diligent?
I've got to say, they are a great group of students anyway, and same for many of our children in school. So we normally see brilliant behaviour and learning from them. However, you could tell there was a difference in terms of their attention span and focus within learning, definitely. I think partly, as one of them alluded to, perhaps better sleep routines. And if you've had a greater amount of sleep during the night before, your ability to focus and be ready for learning the following day, certainly that will have had a positive impact.
Do you feel then, as a teacher, then you want to see restrictions being placed on phones in schools?
I think we know at the moment there are live conversations around mobile phone uses in school, and we are trialling a variety of different things at the moment, including the pouch scheme with some of our year sevens to see what impact that has on their mental health. And I think it is right and proper that we are, children and society as a whole. I think we're so used to being so accessible to each other and looking things up on our phones. And we can see already the impact that's having with our children, especially in the youngest phases of our school, around attention span, the need to scroll, and that constant change of information, and how do we maintain that focus in any task? Also, it's around misinformation, disinformation, being really clear about what you're accessing online as well. And so I think it's a really helpful conversation that we're having around phone use at the moment.
Well, not just our children's relationship. What's your relationship like with social media? I know that mine is probably less than healthy.
I've certainly got restrictions on different apps that I use to make sure I manage my time appropriately, because it is really easy to just casually start to scroll for longer and longer, especially if you've got a few minutes to spare. And actually, there's so much else you could be doing within your day. And so I've definitely had to find ways to manage that myself. And this project was a really helpful piece for me to pause and reflect on how do I manage social media and phone use as well. So I've certainly changed habits as a result of it.
It's absolutely fascinating. You do fantastic work there at King's Oak Academy. It's always a pleasure to speak to you. It's Catherine Ogden there, the head teacher at King's Oak Academy in Kingswood, talking about seven teenagers in their school going off social media for a week.